Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on a Wednesday morning, Alan, you're making news all over the place. Look at this. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, of course, raising some Democratic eyebrows and tempers after not endorsing Hillary Rodham Clinton for president right after her campaign announcement on Sunday. We talked about this, but you spoke to Democratic Hudson Valley Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney, and he also says he doesn't get it.
Well, he said he thought Bill de Blasio had to have his head examined. I was sitting here, and this, of course, is part of our Congressional Corner program, which is regularly on Joe Donahue's morning show on the Roundtable. And as soon as he said it to me, have his head examined, I said, oh boy, that's news. It's a little stronger than usual. And sure enough, New York Times, Capital New York, you name it, they've all got it this morning. When two friends, and they are friends, one says of the other, he's got to have his head examined. That's really kind of special. And your ears perk up, and Ian Pickus was behind the microphone. We looked at each other. We just nodded at each other. We said, okay, we'll send this out.
As you said, the New York Times and all sorts of other places, but it remains. What could be the rationale for not doing it?
Well, look, Bill de Blasio sees himself as a progressive. On the other hand, he plays a role in the party, which is sometimes more centrist than even he would like to admit. He certainly saved Andrew Cuomo's hash at the Working Families Party convention when he stood up, because otherwise they were going to nominate Zephyr Teachout. And he got up there and in an impassioned plea got Cuomo nominated. Now, that may be because Cuomo is the governor and he's the mayor and they have to work together. And the old political science axiom, which is that the city is a creature of the state, comes into play. Nevertheless, he has been known to get off this progressive agenda that he often speaks for. But you never know which way a party is going to go. And if Hillary Clinton, for example, were to lose and the Democrats were to start looking for somebody who captured the progressive spirit of the Democratic Party, then he would be lined up. Look, you know, this is like one of those pinball games. You know where the end is. You know where the flippers are. The idea is to win. And the win in this country is you get to be president. That's the end of the board game. So I think almost everything that any of these guys do have to be examined in that light.
New Siena poll, Alan, indicates upstate New Yorkers are not satisfied with the new ethics deal worked out as part of the state budget agreement in Albany. The poll found 73% do not feel the agreement will have any real effect on the problem of corruption in New York state government. Meanwhile, I saw some ads that the governor is running in support of the budget agreement, including saying it's the toughest ethics deal in the country.
Well, sure. If you're him, you say it over and over again. You use the money that you've saved up. You know, he's very clever about that. And he doesn't have a lot of press conferences. He doesn't face reporters. But the whole new look in politics is you don't have a press conference. You release a video or you tweet or you go in the social media direction. So he, of course, is spending some money. He's been doing that from the very beginning to support his position. You can hardly blame him. You may not like it, but you can hardly blame him. And my sense is that he's doing this ethics thing, which is inadequate. We all know it. Eric Schneiderman is the big beneficiary here because he said foo on the whole thing. What you have to do is just not let legislators earn any money on the outside. That's it, just like Congress. But no, you know, Cuomo, quote, negotiated. He likes to negotiate. And he came out with a program that is, quote, ethics reform, but isn't really. It has too many holes in it. You can drive a cement truck through it. We've talked to our very good friend, Blair Horner, who worked in the Attorney General's office for Cuomo and who has a lot of good things to say about this ethics bill, which will once again just let people do a good deal of what they've been doing in the past.